Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie and Alex. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. We'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So join us today. Hey everyone, I'm Josie and welcome to Your Time with Josie and Alex. Woohoo! This is our 9th episode. And we have a special guest today. Alex couldn't join us today, though. He was busy, so we will just continue on. The show must go on. So here we go. How is everyone in the chat room doing? We're live, so everyone refresh your page and click the play button to listen in. And our guest will be arriving shortly. All right. Looks like everyone's in here. Hey, guys. Shout out time. Hey, Alan, Kylie, Nelly for Bush, Reba330, Riley, and Tracy AZ. Woohoo! Hey, guys. Thank you, guys, for coming. We are going to have a great episode, and I just want to tell you all now, a little warning, that we had to go an hour early just for today. The next episodes are going to stay at 5:30 p.m. Central Time Zone. This was just a one-time thing so we can get to meet Kim Parent, who had this day available. So this is just a one-time thing. Just want to let you all know that before we continue on. And so how is everyone doing? How is everyone doing for the weekend? What are you guys going to do? I hope you guys all call in because it's going to be an exciting show and I want you all to be a part of it. And we will have an amazing, amazing, amazing show. So let's see if our guest has arrived. Not yet, but there's hope. I am just playing. Okay, so let's see here. So, everyone in the chat room is so excited to meet Kim. I'm excited to meet Kim. And there's going to be a new episode of The Singing Bee on today with Kim. She's one of the singers on The Singing Bee. And I am uber, uber excited. It's a new episode. Wait. Never mind. I lied. It was the season finale. I forgot. Season finale was last week, but guess what? You never know. There will be more episodes to come, and everyone is excited. Someone just asked, Reba330, Josie, are you live? Yes, we are. So everybody refresh your page and click play. Awesome. Awesome. Can you guys all hear me? I'm just making sure we're not having any technical difficulties before the show. Technical difficulties are, I got to admit, are funny. They're total bloopers. And, all right. Nelly for Bush, boo, it ended. We didn't end. We're here. All right. Let's see, unless we're having a technical difficulty. I don't know. I don't believe we are. I think we're live. Oh, yeah, it ended. The show. You mean The Singing Bee. Yes, it has ended. It was the finale. It was the finale, and it comes back in June. So get ready for that. That was a mini blooper right there, guys. All right. So Marlene Drescher just came into the room. Hello. Hello, thank you guys for coming. And, all right. All right, so let's see some comments from the chat room right now while we wait for a guest. Hey, Alan, he's in the chat room just posting tons of smiley faces. Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, Alan. And then let's see who else is here. Hey, Reba330. So, everyone, what are you guys going to do this weekend? Type it in. Type it in the chat room. What are you guys going to do today, the week? Another blooper. What are you guys going to do this week? I am going to be hanging out with some friends and, you know, doing what teenagers do. You know, hanging out with friends, going to the movies. I just saw The Blind Side. That was a incredibly sad movie. I cried during the whole thing. I'm not even kidding. You could look back at me, and I was just bawling. It was just such a cute movie, and it was a true story, which made it probably even more sad. But it's a really cute movie, and if you guys haven't seen it, you guys got to see it. It is amazing. So let's see. What are you guys doing? Let's see. Kylie, favorite movies. Well, as I mentioned, I like The Blind Side. And I also love The Titanic, all those old movies. I don't know why, but I just love those kind of movies. And then I love all comedy, I'm just saying. And, you know, a few sad things, you know. But I love comedy. I love comedy. So let's see. All right. So Marlena Drescher says work. Ooh. You got work on the weekend? Psh, that stinks. That stinks. You'll get through it, though. You'll get through it. Marlena Drescher says, don't forget Reba's birthday is Sunday. Oh, yeah. Awesome, awesome. Happy birthday to Reba. Woohoo! Awesome, awesome. What's your guys' favorite Reba song? Let's see. Pink Guitar, Kylie said. My favorite is Pink Guitar. I'll Have What She's Having. I mean, what songs don't you like by Reba? Reba songs are amazing. Reba is amazing. All right, in the chat room. Making my dad a party for his birthday. Oh, Nellie Furbush, happy birthday to your dad. Awesome. Woohoo. Awesome. Happy birthday to your dad. Let's see. Our guest should be arriving soon. So let's see. What else are you guys going to do in the weekend other than work and all that other stuff? The weather is getting a little bit more better, so maybe we'll be able to actually do something outside a little more, and that would be awesome because I am a swimming kind of girl. I love swimming, and let's see. All right. And all right, I will talk to you guys soon because Kim had to cancel on us. Oh, I know. And but we will continue this next week, early this coming week. And sorry, everyone. She has been doing her recording for her new album, so she's very, very busy. And so today, how about we do something fun, like let's have some callers and then maybe do like a live chat. Maybe I can, you know, do a guest interview thing and let's turn the tables a little bit. How about that? I'll interview you guys. So call in. All right. Yeah, everybody call in and I will pick one and I will interview you all. Call in. What is everyone else doing? Let's see. Reba330 says her favorite song of Reba's is Keep On Loving You. Let's see. All right. Kylie has homework to do this weekend. Oh, so do I. Don't feel bad. I have a lot of homework, too. I'm in the 9th grade, and there's tons of stuff that I still have to do. And, all right. All right, so what's everyone else doing? What, Kylie, he could share how he's going to shave his neighbor's cat. Alan, what are you trying to tell people in the chat room? Great. Wonderful. But, oh, let's see. What did somebody just mention in the chat room? Let's see. Someone call in and interview Josie. Okay, I'm up to that. I'm up for a challenge. Reba 330. Josie, what is your favorite Reba song? My favorite Reba song is Pink Guitar. I love Pink Guitar, and I also love Fancy. And I also love I'm a Survivor. And every song of Reba's is amazing. I cannot go wrong. I love a Reba song. And you should see my iPod/iPhone. I have this app or whatever that you can, it gives you, like, songs and lists that, Rhapsody. It gives you, you know, songs and, you know, it's a free trial at first, but then you got to buy it. And so what it is you could pick songs that, you want, and then you could listen to them on your phone. It's really, really convenient, and I love it. That's another reason why I love my iPhone. Let's see. What is Alan saying? Do it and tell embarrassing stories from when she was little. Alan, no. No, she will not. Nice try. Nice try. Not going to happen. So let's see. All right. What else? All right. Okay. Guys, hold on.
Hello, everyone. This is Tina. How are you guys?
Hey.
All right. So I'm understanding that it might be fun to do a little mini interview of Josie here today, since her special guest had to recancel and reschedule here in the last minute. Let's have a little bit of fun before we put this show to rest. How about we ask Josie a couple of questions? So I'm in the chat room. You guys pop in some questions, some things that you'd like to know about Josie, one of the hosts of Your Time with Josie and Alex. And I will ask those questions along with a couple other ones. You never know what sort of embarrassing facts might come out. Well, that's what makes this fun.
You know what? I think this show should now be called Embarrassing Josie. I'm pretty sure it should be now because... All right, what's going on? All right, come on, bring it on.
All right, so Alan wants to know if there's any embarrassing pics of Josie in a bathtub. I believe that there is one, around the age of 6 months. So that might be considered bad, so I won't post that. But there
did you have to read that on the...
I thought that would be fun. I thought that would be so much fun. I'm not sure that she's going to appreciate an interview from me more than she would from Alan. We've heard him call in a couple of times.
Oh, no, keep going.
He's a good time, but I'll keep going until Alan calls in. How does that sound? So, anyways, let's start this out. So, Josie, why don't you tell us a little bit about, we'll start out easy. Tell us a little bit about what grade of school so far was your favorite. Let's start there.
Well, you know the wonderful years I had, and so... I am just going to say that kindergarten was by far my favorite because there was no rules. You can eat paste, and it was beautiful. That was the dream right there. All right.
What is your favorite thing to do with friends?
We like to go to the movies or have a sleepover. I just got back from a sleepover that I had last night, and it was awesome. We had so much fun, and it was a very great time.
Very good. So if you're in a chat room right now, I'm not going to read this on air, but if you're in the chat room right now, you see a very interesting question that Alan posed, and I will just answer the question, and if you're really interested in what I'm talking about, you need to go to the chat room. I would say it happened every other time I took it off. Okay. Moving on. All right, so tell us a little bit about what you like to do in your spare time, Josephine.
All right. Well, in my spare time, I like to sing. I love to dance, and I love to hang out with friends and family. And I will do anything that you bring me to.
That's true. So Reba330 in the chat room wants to know, how many Reba albums do you have?
All right. Well, very good question. I have about... I don't even know, like, because you're a big, huge Reba fan yourself, Mom, and so how many do you think we have? Maybe 4, 5, 3-ish?
Oh, I'd say we probably have somewhere around 6, maybe. Ooh. I don't know. We've got a big stack. I haven't been through all of it in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So what instruments do you play?
Well, I don't play any instruments currently, but I used to play the cello, and I used to play the tuba. And as you know, here's little Josie, super short, and here's me going to school on and off, in cars and stuff with this huge, huge instrument, and you always beg me to have a flute, something easy to carry around, but I had wheels, so it's okay.
Alan wants to know how many times you've made me sit through the movie High School Musical. I'm going to say approximately 4, and I'm going to let out a little secret that she didn't have to make me. I absolutely love that movie. I'd watch it again right now if I had it in front of me. All right, so let's see. Who else has questions for Joe? Go ahead and put them into the chat room here, and I'll be glad to ask them unless you'd like to come on and ask yourself live. Feel free to call in. Gladly take callers as soon as you call in. We've got a couple open lines here. So let me see. As far as fun things for you, Josephine, what is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is Reba. Woohoo!
Reba. All right. Anything that's currently on right now that's your favorite?
All right. Well, currently I would have to say American Idol. Is that a TV show?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a TV show. So, yeah, I love American Idol. I'm into it this year.
Who's your favorite?
Can I say that?
Yeah, why not? Just your opinion. It's okay.
All right. So my absolute favorite is that one. I don't really remember her name. The one with the curls, the one that has her hair always, in those things. The one that plays the guitar.
Dreads, I think that is.
Yeah, the one in dreads. There you
Bauer
go.
Bauer Sox is the last name.
Bauer Sox, yeah,
name.
There you go.
You like that type of music, huh?
Yeah, I think she's really good. I really think she's good.
Excellent. So Alan seems to know about your little fetish. He knows that you like SpongeBob. Tell us about that.
Repeat the question.
SpongeBob. Tell us about SpongeBob.
Well,
you like SpongeBob, huh?
I love that little square dude. I know the theme song from the beginning to the end. I love SpongeBob. I've watched every single episode, and I've heard that there's more episodes that are coming, mm-hmm. which makes for a happy Josie and satisfied, and I won't give you any trouble.
Well, I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So Kylie in the chat room asks, if you could do something different in the past, what is it? What would you change?
Well, one thing I would change was, that's a tough one. One thing I would change probably is,
Private school sooner, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, going to private school sooner. I did not have a good year with this whole, you know,
public
schooling thing. Mom, you know very well why. And so, you know, the private school worked for me, so I'm ready.
Well, you have excelled at
it,
so we're very proud of you. Your family's very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So I have to ask, you and Alex run this radio show together here. And so tell me, with you and Alex living in different states, how'd you guys meet?
All right. Well, me and Alex met. We're both Melissa Pierman fans.
Uh-huh.
And so we met on Twitter because Melissa, obviously, as you know, has a Twitter page. And we follow the blonde. And, you know, I had to get that plug in. But we met over Melissa. We're both Melissa fans, and we watch her all the time, and we started talking, and then we're, you know, let's do a radio show. All right. You know, so I just followed the flow, and here we are.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Wow, I'm proud of you guys. You guys have really made, you know, a tiny little blog talk radio show, started with a couple people, got many, many more listeners now, which is kind of nice. And we have a little bit of a surprise. One of the things that, you know, your management family on this side has decided to do is create shirts for your show. So for Josie and Alex, Your Time with Josie and Alex, we've created T-shirts.
Woo-hoo!
And hopefully those will be coming soon. We'll be able to send them out to all of your past guests, as well as, you know, give them out to some prizes for your loyal fans here that are on week after week. We thank you guys so much for
supporting
us. Let me see. It looks like we have a caller, and I can only guess who this is. I think they want to take over the interview. Maybe they're a little bit more professional at the interview game than I am.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if this is who I think it is,
I'm not
answering the tough questions.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, only polite questions. Okay, let's see. Let me turn on the mic here.
Okay, I'm a little nervous.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Tina. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
You might want to let everybody know that I added more smiley faces, and
hi.
If they refresh the page, they could see all the new smileys.
Thank you, Alan. Everybody go find the new smileys. That's awesome.
Alan,
there's a dancing monkey because the hamster hamster was getting lonely, so now you have a dancing monkey.
A dancing monkey. Yeah, you know what? It's been a tough episode, but I think we found something that works. We're improving a little bit, what you taught me. And we're trying at that, but Kim Perry will be back. I'm telling you, she will be back, so no worries.
All right. So
I could go
want
kick
to have
her.
This interview go, I think that maybe you should take over.
No, you're doing fine.
Well, thank you.
You just have to keep with the embarrassing stories about Josie.
Yeah.
Those are more fun, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We'll get tons of views with that one.
like tell everybody about her first school dance.
Oh, that kind of stuff would be fun.
Wait, what?
Okay, so first school dance. So he's asking about first school dance. Actually, it was more of a community dance. I don't know about too many exciting dances at the schools. We changed from public school to private for a reason around here. So, but as far as, you know, teen dances, I have to say, you know, she's a good kid. She goes and, you know, she has appropriate fun and, you know, comes home on time. And, you know, she's really good. She's nothing like when I was her age. So,
Mom.
I'm pretty excited about that. I got pretty lucky.
But I can't imagine what it's like for her to be on a date and have to go home early to watch SpongeBob.
It's funny. It's funny because I'm pretty sure I did that a few times. I choose SpongeBob over mostly anything. I just want to let I want to let you know that. over most things.
There you go. Reba330 wants to know if you have any Reba shirts, Josie.
Reba shirts, yeah. I have maybe two Reba shirts that I got from family who are fans of Reba, and so they got me a shirt, and it is awesome. I should take pictures of me with it one of these days.
All right, Alan, you have to have some more embarrassing questions for Josie that I just can't think of because I'm just a sweet mother. So what do you think?
Well, why don't I give Josie the 5 questions in 10 seconds?
Oh, yes, I love that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I know you do, Mom. Okay, Alan, shoot.
All right, Tina's going to have to time it and tell us when to go.
All right,
hang on now. All right, so you got to go fast, Joe. All right, ready? Okay, go.
Okay, Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien?
Conan O'Brien.
Really? Okay. The Simpsons or South Park?
South Park.
South Park, really? Okay.
Thanks.
Cookies or donuts?
Donuts.
I ran out of questions.
Oh, God.
Hey, look at that. Josie won.
That's pretty good. What do you mean, South Park?
Yeah, everybody in the chat room's got to ask some questions.
I don't watch The Simpsons.
All right, so Alan, tell us a little bit about you. What do you do? Because you do an awful lot of great things for these kids. So what do you do? Tell us a little bit about
what
that.
What do I do now or what did I used to do?
Tell us everything. I'm interested in you. I want to know. I'm sure the fans
the
do,
show,
too.
But the show is only an hour.
Okay, so that's the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
Well, right now I do IT work and networking and websites. And I repair computers because people are too stupid. And before this, I lived in New York, and I was a volunteer fireman because Long Island's all volunteer firemen. And I fixed air conditioning, and I designed websites, and I worked in radio, and I wrote radio jingles and TV commercial jingles.
Oh,
wow. Hook me up. I'm kidding. Maybe.
You did some amazing things. So what did
you
do in radio?
Yeah, great.
I worked at a radio station. I was an on-air personality, as they call it nowadays.
Oh, wow. Perfect. I figured you probably were. I could tell by just the amazing amount of knowledge that you have, as well as your sparkling personality, you'd be an awful lot of fun on the radio.
You've seen my notes, right? That I've taken down from him telling me all this stuff.
I think that's great. How many years did you do that for?
I did that for about 4 years. And then the station, which was independently owned by the morning DJ, he sold out to a corporate and everybody was gone, and he went to work for some New York City station.
Wow.
Wow.
Very neat.
Very neat.
You've got a great story to tell.
It's not that fascinating.
What was your favorite?
Probably the fire department.
Yeah, I would say.
Until my last call, which was 9/11, that did a lot of people in.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that was your very last call that you handled?
Yeah, I was supposed to move to Florida right before that, and everything got delayed because you couldn't get in and out of New York.
Sure. Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for all that service. You're awesome.
No problem. And I know for a fact that Josie's been getting some hints and tips from other people that have worked in radio who have been guests on her show.
Hmm. Yeah. She's, I think you've had a lot of input in that, but you've done a great job helping her get excellent guests and talk to fantastic people. So thank you. That's very nice.
And what she needs is to record her theme song.
Yeah, we need
to
record that. I keep singing that, and you never know what my voice is going to sound like, the day, so,
That's right. That's right. We've got to get it back on recording. Somehow we figured it out when we were the comedy show, but now that we've changed over, we've got to manage to figure that out again. It might be Alex.
And Kylie is asking Josie a question. Kylie wants to know how many times Melissa has called or talked to you.
Oh, wow. Let's just say I try, I like talking with her, but, she talks with her fans on Twitter and stuff, so, maybe she'd reply, and she tries to talk with all of her fans, so I think that's really good. She connects with her fans very well. And so how many times she has talked to me, she tries to fit everyone in. She's fair, she talks with everyone, and if you leave her a message at Follow the Blonde, that's her Twitter page, then you'd maybe get a reply. You never know. So thank you for that question.
I'm playing with just new smileys in the chat room.
Oh, I'm seeing all your smileys.
Yeah, look at all those smileys.
Yeah, the drum player is excellent.
We should have had that. We should have had that when Scotty Cormos was guest. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
You didn't have this chat room yet.
Oh yeah, it's about the chat room. By the way, Alan gave us that new chat room. And how do you guys like it? I love it. It's much better than the other one because it doesn't have limits and it works much better and you can do more on it. And so I'm liking this one much better.
Well, just so everybody knows that this website is, I'm hosting a website on my own server, so everything's self-contained, and which allows you to do a lot more.
Yes.
And we could configure it the way we want it done.
Definitely, definitely. And also I want to thank you for all the work that you do to help us with the show because we are total newbies and you've been in the business way longer than us, obviously by the notes that I contain with your knowledge. And so thank you.
No,
hey,
if anybody needs a
word. Josie and Alex, how did they ever find you?
It was actually at another radio show, The Bob Show.
Oh, that's
yep.
Right, The Bob Show.
And we corrupted Josie because we all used to have to cover her eyes because her show gets kind of dirty.
It gets graphic at times, but, you know, I could handle it. I could handle it.
Yeah.
Every 2 minutes, Bob would just type in the chat room, "Oh, my God, Josie's still here."
It's okay. She grew up in an Italian family. She's, you know, heard a lot.
Yeah. Trust me, you know, stuff he says really isn't, like, new to me, so it's not a problem. But, but, yeah, thank you for the help and everything. And
if anybody knows anybody that needs a website, I only charge for what's actually done. And just go to mavmanagement.com, and you can see some of the sites that are online and other things.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think right below the chat box, right, over to the right,
circle.
There's a circle with your information in it, right?
There should be. If you click on the name, it should show up underneath.
Yeah, that's great. That way you guys can go there.
Sir.
If anybody needs to get pricing or information to get a site up, you can see, you know, use this as an example. You can certainly see what a great job he does. So,
don't go by the prices that are on the website because it never comes to that much. I charge just for what you're going to need and what.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I base each price on each individual, and nobody could really afford a lot these days.
Yeah, I know. So
that's another thing with this.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Another thing with this chat room that people might not be aware of is once you register your screen name, you could fill out a whole profile and put a picture and all kinds of things. And there's private messaging and offline messages.
Yeah, much better, much better. More things than, you know, you can do because with the other one, there wasn't, you know, private messaging and everything. You had to pay for it, I believe. With that, with the other one, so I am satisfied with this one. This one is much, much better. Alex and I both agree that it is an amazing chat room, and we wouldn't have been able to find it without Alan's help.
And everybody needs to follow you on Twitter, Josie and Alex.
Oh yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Twitter.com/Josie and Alex.
All right, let's get the word out there. That way we get more guests every week, and maybe they could extend the show to 2 hours.
Definitely 2 hours.
That would be fantastic.
And we have
then maybe
a
we
lot
could
of...
get some sponsors.
Yeah, maybe. I'm hoping. I'd love to get this thing a go because it's certainly something that I love to do, and Alex, I know, loves to do this as well. So, you know, we just want the guests and everyone that participate in our show to have a great time and meet new people, and that is what we like here.
Yeah,
hey,
then you'll become rich and famous. You'll become rich and famous, and Mom can retire.
There you go. Oh, that'd be nice.
yeah.
Now, Alan, are you able to make sites for people where, for instance, somebody can go to the site and, you know, purchase goods and products and that type of thing, and, you know, the owner can kind of run it from the backside? Are you able to do something like that?
That can actually be done. That's something that's hard to do long distance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really see what they're selling, and you have all kinds of miscommunications.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like you have the T-shirts for the show, which you could actually sell online, which is pretty easy, and I could go over that with Josie.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We could all sit down and talk about that. So, I'm talking about guests. We have a lot of upcoming guests, as you guys can see by the dancing hamster. The dancing hamster is so excited. I know. I love the dancing hamster. It's better than the other graphics you had, Alan. It's much better than the other graphics, Alan. We got Brooke Shear on 4210 and the Ivies and Jada Jerry and Amanda and Travis Marsh. They're coming soon. And so the Ivies, Alan.
They're my friends.
Up with the Ivies. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Alan, for getting us the Ivies. I'm so excited about that one. And
they're gonna redo your theme song for you, too. But you're not supposed to know that. Don't let them listen to this.
Awesome. That would be super cool because we need a more professional theme song. And I can't be singing it the whole time. This is your time. You know, it won't work. But
we're so old school.
Awesome. We are. I make these jingles. I did the comedy show one and this one. And if you could tell, I make them in like 5 seconds flat. I just come up with it. And I mean, some people might think that they're simple, but you know, they work. They work for the show. I like it. It's not bad. I could do much worse, trust me.
And Kylie wants to know who is the unknown guest coming up. Well, since it's unknown.
Who's the unknown guest coming up?
We don't know.
We don't know.
But it's exciting to see that upcoming guest list all filled out. Josie has been working with you, I think, and running her fingers to the bone, working to get some guests on. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's some guests that are going to be on that who won't be on until, like, the end of the summer, like September, and one of them is Graham Colton.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? He cut out a little.
Graham Colton's going to be on the show, but he can't do it until September because of his tour schedule, and he's going to have an album coming out, which he's going to be performing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be very, very awesome. And
we're going to have to wait a few months for that.
Okay. That's all right.
Not a problem. As long as we get guests for your guys' entertainment, that is all that matters. And once again, I want to say that this 4:30 thing, it will end these next upcoming shows. This was just a one-time thing because to fit with Kim's schedule. And I want to also say that Kim emailed me and said that she was having technical difficulties calling in. But we will definitely get her on soon. And hopefully these technical difficulties will go away with Blog Talk Radio. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hopefully.
Kaylee says the unknown guest coming up is in May.
I know who she's thinking of, but it's not something that we can announce right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's nothing that we can talk about now.
We've been asked to kind of keep it quiet by the agency.
It's Oprah, isn't it?
What's that?
It's going to be Oprah, isn't it?
No, it's definitely not going to be Oprah.
Oh, man.
But, you know, Josie's learning very quickly that when people are managed by, I don't know what you would call them, managers, managing offices, agencies, whatever it is, that
they're
agents. There's an awful lot of rules you got to play by. So it's always
a hassle.
Well, you know, it's great. You know, just watching her, you know, obviously deal with people who have been in the industry for a while, who obviously are very good at their jobs, and, you know, here she comes in, complete newbie. You know, I walk in from a day of work, and she's on the phone talking to a manager like she's been doing this for a million years. It's really something fun to see, so it's exciting. We hope that we can continue it, and it becomes something great, and we can continue to grow this for her because she absolutely loves it. So.
Yeah, I know how hard Josie's been working because I know some of the people that she sent off letters to and made phone calls, and some of them are big-name television personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun and rewarding. What I really want to do with the show is give fans the opportunity to talk with celebrities that, you know, they normally can't talk to. If, like, maybe they have a Twitter or Facebook page, they get, like, millions of people, you know, commenting them every day. And with this, I mean, we'll get you through. I mean, if you call in, we can get you through, and you can talk with, you know, whoever you love, and we want you all to be able to talk with, you know, whoever you admire or, you know, all that good stuff, so.
The secret to calling in and talking to your favorite celebrity who's the guest on a show is really simply, they're just people.
Exactly. You know what? You gotta tell them all this stuff about it, because you've told everyone about it, and you gotta tell everyone here on the thing about, you know, they're real people. They are real people. And So you've always told me that, because since the beginning, but I'm getting better at it, I'm telling you. I'm getting better at talking, you know.
You're getting replies back from all these potential guests, and mm-hmm. you're seeing that they're real people, but the mm-hmm. fans don't really get that kind of contact
yeah.
unless it's on Twitter or something, and even then the celebrities kind of watch what they say and how they say things, and...
Mhm. Mhm.
You know, it's
yeah.
a little different, and it's important to let people know that call in. Don't be nervous to talk to them. They're just going to say hello back, you know.
Oh, and it looks like we have a caller. So, Alan, we are going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in, and we got a caller. So, I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for calling in.
Maybe it's Kim.
Maybe.
You mm-hmm. never know. You never know.
Go answer it.
Maybe she got through. I hope she did.
Thanks for
everything,
Ellen.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see who this is. All right. Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Is this Josie?
Yes, this is Josie.
Now, I just heard that I'm definitely no substitute for Kim Parent because she's amazing, but... You're going to have to stick with Storm because I...
We will definitely stick with Storm. We love Storm.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
I'm doing really, really good. How are you doing?
I am doing great other than these technical difficulties that we're getting. I don't know what's going on. I'm glad people have been able to get through. But, yeah, so how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing really good. I actually just came from a session with Diane Warren, who's a really, really
Ooh.
Big songwriter here. And I just sang this amazing song for her. But I was hoping you were going to get Kim, because I know she was really excited, so
oh,
she
yeah.
couldn't make it somehow, huh?
Yeah, she tried calling us, but it said that it was unavailable or something. So, you know, we'll try to get her back, though. We definitely
You have
will.
To, but you know what we can do? We can play this really cool game. You want
oh,
to play
it
with me? You should ask me what you were going to ask Kim, and I will answer on her behalf, because I know her really well, I think. So why don't we play the Ask
right.
Kim Maya Storm game?
All right, let's play How Well Do You Know Kim?
Yeah, because let's try it. I don't know what you prepared, but I can certainly, and I want to steal her thunder when she comes back on your show.
Oh,
but.
No, I got some extras. Under my sleeve.
Okay. Let's
All
try.
Right. So let's see how well you know Kim.
Yeah, let's do
see.
It.
Does she have any pets?
Are you serious? You
yeah,
asked,
I'm serious.
The first question you ask is the one I have no idea. I think she might have dogs. I don't know. She's in Nashville, right? So don't
yeah.
people usually have dogs in Nashville?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she probably does. I don't know.
She seems like she would be a dog person.
She does. She really does. So let's see. Do you know if she has any hobbies that she likes to do?
You know, all she would do when we were working on the singing bee together is she was really focused on writing this album that she was making at the time, so I don't know what hobbies, because all of our free time, I think she just spent writing and mm-hmm. kind of arranging things, so I don't know what hobbies she has, actually.
Oh, her new album just came out, and what's your favorite song on it, Storm?
I have two favorite songs. The first song, what's the name of it? It's like, if I could only say no. Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah,
if
that one
I could only
I love.
Say no. I love that. And then my second favorite is There's a Moon Out Tonight.
Oh, I love that
the
one,
lyric,
too.
There's a lyric that says, there's voodoo in the silver that's lighting up the sky. I just think that's a beautiful lyric.
That is a beautiful lyric. And then I also love Don't Tell a Soul, which is the name of her new album that I absolutely love, and I'm totally going to buy it. And I also love There's a Moon Out Tonight and Putting on the Dog. I love that beat.
What does that mean, Josie?
I have no idea, but I guess we're putting on the dog. I like
that, it. Please ask that, because I would love to know, what does putting on the dog mean? Does it mean you're going to get crazy or you're going to get wild? What does it mean? I don't know.
That is a really good question for when she comes on. I will ask her. Good question. Very good question.
Now, what songs are your favorite? Do you like Don't Tell a Soul?
Oh, yes. I love Don't Tell a Soul. It's like, it's very, like, it has soul. You know what I mean? I really love it. I love those kind of slow songs, but they have a meaning to it, and I love that kind of stuff.
Now, who do you remind you of when you hear her singing? Does she remind you of anyone?
Oh, my gosh. Probably if I, like, compare, but I don't know right up. On top, do you know who do you think?
Well, I was just asking you because I always think she reminds me of a really little bit like a cross between Katie Lang and doing country, Katie Lang, and a little bit like Linda Ronstadt, and a little bit like Patsy Cline, all rolled into one.
Oh, yeah. She does. Her voice, though, is kind of like how Patsy Cline, you know, sang. You know, I've only heard a few songs, you know, I Go Walkin', you know, that one. And she kind of has that, like, tune to her voice.
She does.
Really, it's really good, and I'm totally going to get her CD when it comes out. Is it out now, do you think?
No, I don't know. I got an advanced copy because, you know,
Because you're Storm.
No, I'm kidding. She won right before I think it was done, and I have it in my car, and I sing along to it. It's so good.
That is awesome. I'm so excited to listen to it. On her site, there's, like, you know, there's a few, like, little tidbits of it, and I am so excited to be able to hear the rest. I can't wait until we have her on the show. Maybe she'll sing a little bit for us.
Oh, that wouldn't be great. And the thing about Katie that I love, and especially about her record, is that it really sounds like her. Like, I'm lucky to know her. And I think a lot of artists, the reason that they don't really do well is because they make records that don't really sound like them. So that was going to be my advice to you as well, when you start making your records and stuff, that try sure that they really sound like you. Like, you're, I don't mean, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, because there's, like, tons of things nowadays. Like, you could change your voice and, you know, edit things and stuff. And I like that kind of music where it's pure and you actually are singing kind of, like, live. But, you know, with the music behind it. And I love that.
Well, I think it's, when you just got a little bit older and you have all that life experience and you songs that are, you know, that are relevant to your experience, they kind of, you're just all in that one package together. That's why I think this record is so cool for me, because I know her a little, you know, I worked with her, and I get her sense of humor. Like, on the record, it's cheeky, it's sexy, it's all these great things. Anyway.
Yeah, and Reba 330 says she reminds me of Reba. Of Reba. Reba 330 just said she reminds me of Reba. In the chat room. Maybe the red hair, maybe a little bit.
Josie, what what Reba should I listen to? If I were to be honest and tell you that I met Reba on the show, but I didn't, I don't know any of her songs. Kind of embarrassing.
Maybe one of the songs, that would, maybe like a slower song. A lot of her slower songs, has that beat. But Kim really, she really does it from the heart, and I love her music. I heard a lot of her demos on her thing, because you can buy the full album online, and she gives little tidbits and stuff. And I can honestly tell you that it's a good one. It's a really good one.
It really is, and she's a really great songwriter. I mean, I love anyone these days that I buy records, or people I get really excited about, are usually people that have just really great songs. And she really did not take the easy road with this, and she really put her heart into it. And I love that. But now, what have you been up to then? Tell me about your show. And
well, with the show, I've been Alex and I have been working really hard to get guests and everything, putting everything together, and we're working on some Josie and Alex T-shirts. And I actually want to talk to you about this or run this through. How would it be if we did a section on our thing, like a photo album, and we send Josie and Alex T-shirts to all of our guests, and then maybe we can get them to wear it and take a picture of them wearing our shirt.
Such a good idea.
And then post it in our little photo album.
That is a great idea. You should definitely please do.
I thought it was an amazing idea.
Because then you'll get your show out there, and, especially, you'll have an amazing amount of exposure because of that.
Mm-hmm. And plus, I think it would be really cool, like as a little thank you gift too, for being a part of our show. And I will be definitely sending you one, and all of our past guests, and maybe you'll take a picture with it. Maybe.
You do that.
Awesome! Awesome! Sounds good. And maybe we could add our faces on it. And
that's
so we'll have our faces on your on the shirt. That'd be interesting.
Take T-shirts, too, and I'll send you one.
Really? Ooh, cool.
No, well, not right now. I just came out of the studio. But,
that would be awesome. So,
do you have anything lined up for next week? Or?
Yeah, definitely. And so far, what the guests we have upcoming is Brooke Shear. She is an actress and singer. And she's really cool. I talked to her over Twitter. And everyone that's listening, her Twitter page is Brooke and then _ Shear, S-C-H-E-R. And then we got the Ivies, which is a band. They're three siblings. And Jada Dreyer, she is a amazing singer. And then Amanda and Travis Marsh, and they're a duo. And so that would be exciting. I'm super excited.
And now, who else from the Singing Bee do you need to get?
Well, let's see. Definitely Kim Keys. We're going to definitely try to get Kim Parent back on because of this technical difficulty situation. And we definitely want Paula McNeil and, of course, Melissa Pierman. And also, I ran through with you that maybe we should have a Singing Bee kind of reunion where we get everyone from the Singing Bee and get them all on. I think that would be really cool.
I think that's a really good idea. Have you had Steve Dorff yet?
Steve Dorff, no, we have not had him on. But when Bobby Tomlin was on, they sang the Growing Pains theme song to us, which was super cool. And we definitely want Steve Dorff to come on sometime. That would be awesome. We love the Singing Bee people. We do. And then definitely Jared.
Oh, we lost the caller.
Oh, wait, did we just lose the caller? Uh-oh. Oh, call back in, Storm. Technical difficulties. Oh, we lost him. Yeah, we're going through a Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is making some changes, so that might be why we're having some technical difficulties. So, but isn't this great? We got to talk with Storm Lee. That's awesome. Call back in, Storm. We'd love to keep talking with you. He is he's one of the singers on the Singing Bee on CMT, and also our former guest. And he is really, really cool. And he also has an album out, Soul Filla Pop Killa. And you can get that on iTunes, and also you can get it on CD Baby, and also you can go to his website, houseofstorm.net, I believe. And let's see. Everybody, all right, everyone's in the chat room. All right, how excited was that? Katie McIntyre just entered the room. Hey, Katie. Awesome, awesome. Very cool. So how do you guys like talking with Storm? That was so much fun. He's awesome to be calling in. And also, once again, I definitely want to say that we apologize with all the technical difficulties that Kim Parent couldn't be here today. But we will definitely try to get her back so we can get a full one-on-one interview down to the nitty-gritty. And I also want to say that it was a really, really, really fun episode with the whole interviewing, we getting the dirt on Josie, and then getting to talk with Storm was amazing. He's such a great guy. And then, of course, Alan, talking with him is always amazing. You never know what he's going to say. Or do. I want you guys to check out our guest that was supposed to be here, who couldn't, Kim Parent's site, kimparent.com, and you gotta check out her album. It is amazing. It's called, it's the new album entitled Don't Tell a Soul. And just her songs are just amazing. If you go to her site and then click the little tab at the top, music, you can listen to all of the little tidbits of her of the songs on her new upcoming album. And also we also wanted to tell you guys that Kim Parent also could not also she was very busy with recording some more, and she's very, very busy, and I'm just thankful that that we really had a last-minute plan, so but we definitely will have her come back, and so we can get to talk with Kim, and that will be super, super exciting. And Kylie has a chat room. Where's she? Is there a comedian besides Melissa that you want to try to get on the show? Well, I think one comedian that I think would be hilarious is comedian Jeff Dunham. He's that puppet guy with all those hilarious puppets, and you can search for him on YouTube. And he is just hilarious, and hopefully we'll get him on the show, and maybe he could bring his little puppets to talk with us. That would be exciting. And so my mom just said there's one funny puppet guy named Bubba. And awesome, awesome. Let's see. Nellie for Bush says, the blue collar guys. You know what? I know my mom would absolutely love this and totally freak, but I would absolutely love to have the blue collar guys on, and we definitely will try. And also I want to tell you guys that if you guys have any suggestions on guests, We're always looking at new suggestions, so you can either contact me or Alex. My email address is josie@josieandalex.com. And you guys can do, you guys can suggest the guest, and we will definitely try our best to get them. And we will definitely take all suggestions. And I am super, super, super excited that I will be able to get the chance to get guests that you guys want to see on here and be able to talk with. And that would be amazing, amazing. So if anyone wants to call in and talk, we have about, let's see here. We have about 5 minutes left, so if you guys want to call in and talk for the next 5 minutes with me, then call us at 1646-381-4339. That number again is 1646-381-4339. And you guys can call in for the next, you know, a few minutes until we gotta go, and we really, really, really had a great show. And I also want to thank Alan for calling in, Storm Lee definitely for calling in, and everyone. And we definitely, once again, we will definitely get Kim Parent back. This was a total last minute decision of her, you know, because she's so busy with her new album and everything, and it was a pleasure to be able to talk with Storm, and he knows a lot. He knows a lot about Kim Parent. He really does. He knows his stuff. He knows his Kim trivia very well. And once again, you guys got to check out her website, kimparent.com, and also you got to check out Storm Lee's website, houseofstorm.net. And so you guys all got to check that. And thanks again, everyone, for coming. It was a total blast. And see us again soon with our special guest tomorrow, not tomorrow, next Friday at 5:30 p.m. Central. We're going back to our original number. I mean, our original time. And so our show will start at 5:30 p.m. Central. And 6:30 p.m. Eastern and 3:30 p.m. Pacific time zone. Next week, and our guest is going to be drum roll, Brooke Shear. Woohoo! And I'm super excited to talk with Brooke Shear, and she is going to be our guest next week, so you cannot miss it. You cannot. I'm telling you right now, you cannot miss it. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thanks, everyone.